We were talking, weren't we, Lucy, about the frustration of trying to sort of launch things out into the to the world, and that sometimes you send things to people and you don't hear anything back, and we all know about this.
Well, frustration and the horror.
Horror?
Well, yes,
really?
Essentially you're putting yourself out there into the world saying, do you like me? That's what it feels like.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And then,
okay.
It's somebody's being received with silence is in some ways more awful than being received with no, because at least with no, you know where you are and you can weep
and silence
start
is a bit
again.
Final. Yeah.
Well, you don't know what's going on in the silence, and that's horrible. It's not nice in any kind of relationship.
No, but people comment on your blog, don't they?
They do, and that's lovely. And in one of his more recent volumes of poetry, Clive James includes what he calls a letter to a young poet. And I haven't got the exact quotation in my head, but there's a line in it there, something which says something like, if even one person remembers one bit of one thing that you've written, you're there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And all the rest is mere pomp and vanity. And that brings tears to my eyes every time I think of that and say it, because it's true. It's about connecting with people.
Yeah.
So it's glorious when people comment, and glorious if people read a poem of mine and say, yes, I get that. Somebody once stopped me in Asda in the fruit and veg section and said, you know those poems you've got, Taking It Badly and Taking It Well? Well, I'm on the crease in the book in the middle of between the two of them. That's what it's all about.
But
obviously it would be nice to be in connection with a greater number of people and to be out there.